Hey, everybody, it's episode 50 of Longbox Heroes After Dark.
50.
I got all fucked up because Brian didn't put a number on this one.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Like, you know, we send the file to him, and I don't pay attention to this shit, you know? These episodes are numbered so we could keep them in order.
Well, as they should be.
Right. And this goes back to, like, the, the days when we would do, like, the After Darks, like, on the week staggered schedule.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing better than staggering.
Right. So, before we started recording, what led us into this was, Todd made a reference to Highlander.
Yes.
And I had no idea what the hell he was talking about.
I was singing, what was I singing? Who Wants to Live Forever by Queen?
Right, because I was singing It's a Kind of Magic.
Well, that's also another line from Highlander when he's in Duncan or Connor MacLeod.
Duncan Trussell?
No, not Duncan Trussell, who is. Aren't Trussells those little like mushrooms that grow underground?
You're thinking of truffles.
Ah, whatever. No one knows the truffles I've seen. But anyway, no, in the movie, he finds a little girl. And he doesn't die. Well, it's not in the regular movie. It's in the outtake cut. And he uses the line twice in the movie. She's like, oh, you didn't die. And he's like, it's a kind of magic. And I think that's actually a Queen song. It's a kind of
magic. It is.
I don't know if it's on the soundtrack or not. And then later on, there's a song in there. It's Who Wants to Live Forever? Because immortality is a curse, you know?
Oh, boy.
Because everyone you love will die. Highlander's really good, and there's no getting around it. It's an 80s movie, but what was better than the 80s?
So here's what I know about Highlander.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sean Connery was in one of them.
He was in two of them.
Two of them, mm-hmm. Right? With as many Queen songs as we're referencing, did they do the soundtrack to this?
The first movie, yes. I think it's kind of like AC/DC with Maximum Overdrive. I'm pretty sure Queen did everything for Highlander, except for like one or two songs. I think they did the one like Frank Sinatra cover. Yeah, I think they did the whole thing.
That's interesting because, you know, obviously Queen did the soundtrack for the much superior film Flash Gordon.
Okay, now there's a whole different, you know, Flash Gordon and Highlander. Okay, Flash Gordon might be a little higher. The soundtrack's better. That I'll give you.
Okay.
Just for the fact that it's got Flash saved every one of us.
Right.
And then Flash, he's a miracle, which is the way I look at it.
There's so many great lines. There's so many great scenes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the actor's name who plays Flash in the movie.
Sam's, I don't know, but he's in Ted. Did you ever see Ted?
Right, I was going to say, I know there's a running gag about him in the movie Ted, you mm-hmm. know, whatever.
But go ahead.
But back to Highlander. So Sean Connery's in two of them.
Right.
There is a joke in Mystery Science Theater
mm-hmm.
that is a Highlander reference. And again, I don't get the reference.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a part in a movie in Mystery Science Theater, and it'll be somebody calling out to someone, like they're looking for someone, and they're like, Billy, Jimmy, you know what I mean?
Right, whatever.
And then Mike or Joel and the bots will be like, another name, and they go, MacLeod, which is my understanding, is a reference to Highlander. I don't understand it because I never saw Highlander. Mm-hmm. And I know in the beginning of the first Highlander film, there's wrestling.
Yes.
Specifically from the Fabulous Freebirds ill-fated run in the World Wrestling Entertainment's pre-Hulk Hogan rock and wrestling.
Ah. See, I always knew there was wrestling because he goes to see a wrestling match because he's, you know, the whatever it is that they do, that their thing is coming to an end. They can all feel each other in New York, and he goes to that big wrestling match. And I had no idea who it was,
right.
Even to this day. It's the Gallifrey Birds.
The Gallifrey Birds,
right?
Getting a lot of traction with this new show. There's a lot of buzz.
There is a lot of buzz.
The internet is all a Twitter.
Oh, Twitter's all a buzz, and buzz is all a Twitter.
Both.
Okay.
But so the actor who played Flash Gordon in the much superior film, Sam Jones. Like, I knew it was like a generic name,
right?
Like, I knew it was like Bill Brown or some shit like that, you know?
Oh, and that's Clancy Brown. He's the guy who played the Kurgan. Remember Clancy Brown?
But he was Clancy Brown, isn't he? General Eiling in the Flash as well.
Yes, but he was the Kurgan, and he has my favorite line.
He's the
whole
Kurgan.
Movie. Yes, because he's the Kurgan. He's the immortal from like Russia that wants Connor's head.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about Highlander?
Yeah,
I had no idea that Clancy Brown was in Highlander.
Yeah, he's the Kurgan
playing a character named Kurgan.
The Kurgan. He's the villain in the movie.
Now, ironically, there was a wrestler named Kurgan who was pretty terrible. And has gone on to have a semi-decent acting career, like playing like kind of like the Richard Kiel role, where like Richard Kiel would always be like a villain in a movie or something. Mm-hmm. That's what this guy is now.
Right. But I just want to say my favorite line, because it's the Kurgan. He's putting his sword together in this flea-bitten motel. And he's doing like all the moves with it. And then he's like kneeling before it, and there's a knock at the door because the guy who runs the hotel, the you know, sleazy guy, has sent up a hooker.
Oh, nice.
Right? And because I guess he asked for one. And it's actually a Hill's Angel from like Benny Hill, but I can't think of her name. And she does this cheesy New York accent. And it's just this shot of him like kneeling with her in the background. She's like, "Hi, I'm Candy." And he's just like, his eyes open really quick. There's a close up on him. And he's like, "Of course you are." And I'm like, and then it just, the screen just goes black. And I'm like, and he did terrible, terrible things. The Kurgan had a voice problem, because the whole thing with Highlanders is when you take their head, you get their power. It's called the Quickening. And then the last
one. Which was the subtitle of the second film.
Exactly. Which is a terrible, terrible movie. But, and then you got the last one alive got a prize. And that was like, you know, the whole thing that they were after. And
The prize.
So they cut the Kurgan, like almost took part of his head, because you're immortal unless your head comes off. And that ruined his voice box. So he always talked like with a growl. Good movie. I don't care what anybody says. Highlander's an awesome movie. And the TV show is pretty good. Everything in between is garbage, and everything that the direct-to-TV movies that came after it were garbage.
I'm currently watching the scene that you mentioned. I sent it to you as well.
Which one?
It's just called... I typed in to Bing, Highlander hooker scene.
Right.
And it brought me to a clip called The Kurgan and Candy.
Right, which is what it is.
Right. So he's doing his he's doing his gimmick. He's practicing his swords. Right. Does not seem like it would be apropos. Like, your sword might be a little flimsy if you're putting it together here. I'm doing running commentary on this. He's spitting it. Clancy Brown looks like it's spitting weird to see it, a young Clancy Brown. Okay, hang on.
He was also Lex Luthor in the Justice League cartoons.
Okay.
Right.
Fantastic. So we do a shot of like the door.
Right.
And the door opens up and she walks in and she's wearing the most ridiculous outfit ever. We turn around to an upshot of her and it's like her boobs are completely hanging out. She's wearing like a fright wig.
What?
And you heard me.
It's fantastic. Go on.
And then we cut to a scene of her in the background, and the foreground is just a close-up of
his eye,
Clancy
right?
Brown's eye and his sweaty, sweaty face.
That is the best scene, man.
Oh, my God. It's so unappealing.
Of course you are.
So there you go. I've seen The Highlander now.
That's right. All you need is that. And Sean Connery played Ramirez
I was going to say, there's a scene here. There's like a, you know, when you do your YouTube. Now, first of all, Highlander the Quickening, completely online for free.
Right. Well, there's two cuts. There's the fan cut, which takes away the fact that all immortals are from the planet. I'm going to do my best Sean Connery. Zeist. And they get rid of all that. And the fan cut's much better.
So there's another clip here where it appears to be Sean Connery dressed as a pimp.
Right. No, he's a Spaniard.
Okay, and it says Highlander, the ridiculous scenes compilation.
Wait a minute. There's no such thing as ridiculous scenes.
I'll be saving that one for later after we're done recording both shows.
Oh, by the way, anytime Colin McLeod says the words, "I'm Colin McLeod of the Clan McLeod and I cannot die," he gets some. He gets some. It's a rule in all the movies.
Right.
So... And by get some, I mean sex.
You mean like a lady.
Yeah.
Flash Gordon, already a much better movie.
What? I don't know.
Just because it's more ridiculous.
Go, Flash, go. Go, Flash, go.
He's playing some sort of game.
Match him like this.
It's a visually stunning film, Todd.
It is. And it has Dr. Doom in it, apparently. Oh. But come on, there's nobody better than the hot guy.
Oh yeah, Brian. I think his name's like Brian Blessed or something.
Right.
Like that's the actor's name. Mm-hmm. And apparently, like he was like a prankster.
Right.
Like he would do like playing like doing ribs on guys on the set and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
When they were staying at the hotel, he would walk in with his suitcases and ask the bellboy for assistance.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the bellboy would go pick up his bags, they'd be empty. And the bellboy would like, because he comes in, he's this huge hulking man. He's selling it like these things have so much shit in them, you know? And the bellboy would go over and pick them up and think that they're heavy and then fall over. And then he would just belly laugh. I enjoy people like that.
First wave. Dive.
I remember, I don't think it's still on the old Netflix, mm-hmm. Flash Gordon, but I remember this maybe had to be about 2-3 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, because like the baby was still a baby, and my nephew was over, and I'm like, oh man, you gotta watch this movie, it's awesome, and I don't think he talked to me for like 6 months after I made him watch it.
Because he was verbally stunned by how good it was? No.
God damn it. It used to be on Netflix streaming. It's not anymore.
I have it on DVD. Don't you worry.
Okay.
With the Alex Ross painted cover.
Oh, I love it. It's fantastic. So, titles related to Flash Gordon.
Right.
Conan the Barbarian.
Good movie.
All right, I'll give you that. Battlestar Galactica.
What Battlestar? You just throwing
back. It's the TV show.
The old or the new?
The old.
Oh, okay.
Barbarella.
A great movie.
Great movie.
Duran
got the universe.
Which one?
Masters of the Universe.
Right, with Dolph Lundgren.
The Dolph Lundgren Frank Langella opus.
That's right.
And Insomnia.
I don't know what that is.
Insomnia is a, God damn it, it's killing me right now that I can't remember his name. The gentleman who directed the good Batman movies.
Burton?
No, how dare you?
Kilmer? No. No. No, Schumacher?
No, shit.
Nolan?
Yes, Christopher Nolan.
I knew who you meant, but I thought Schumacher.
I couldn't think of his name off in my head. It's a movie starring Al Pacino, Hilary Swank, and Robin Williams.
Okay.
Where Al Pacino goes to like an Alaska town. Mm-hmm. To find a killer. Robin Williams is the killer. And
spoiler alert.
He goes all like stir crazy because like the way that like the sun and the moon and the light, the dark, like how it's like, oh, it'll be light for like 15 days, right? Mm-hmm. And it completely messes him up and so forth. I saw that movie alone in the theaters.
Right.
How that is a related film to the Flash Gordon movie from 1980, I have no clue.
I don't know. I think it's because Flash Gordon, one of my favorite things that we always make fun of in Flash Gordon is the weather in the beginning. Because okay. Ming has like a button that like tornadoes and this and that. And then doesn't he hit like a hot hail button? There's like literally, it's like flaming hail, like red hot hail. And I'm like, I'm not sure how that works. But anyway. Second wave. Dive.
Oh, boy.
And then finally he says, impetuous boy. Ah, who? I think he actually says, who wants to live forever? And then he yells, dive. So, like, there is a crossover there with Flash Gordon and Highlander.
Okay, Flash Gordon's still better.
Flash Gordon is better. It has Timothy Dalton, and right. It also has the most terrifying stick-your-hand-in-a-tree stump scene in the history of movies.
Correct.
Which, when I was a kid and I saw that movie, terrified me.
Yeah, that was very terrifying.
That was. And then the guy gets bit, and they're like, take him away and kill him before the insanity takes root. And you're like, oh, boy. I wish somebody did that to me before the insanity took root.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. So, before you see Matrix, you have to see Highlander now. Just the first one.
It gets added to the list.
Gets added to the list of movies?
Yeah.
Good stuff.
So what else is going on?
Not much. You know, just living the dream. You know how it is. Every day. I do. Every day. More money, more problems.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Everybody's still getting over their illness. Uh-oh. I think I broke my neck while sleeping.
Oh, I think I shivved myself in the side while sleeping. I don't know what happens, but it hurts really bad.
Yeah, so I went to bed Sunday, and mm-hmm. I woke up Monday, and I couldn't move like my arm on my left side,
mm-hmm.
And I couldn't move my neck to the left or look up.
Uh-oh.
I legitimately thought I was having a heart attack. Like, my chest didn't hurt, but they say, like, oh, you lose the feeling in your left arm or whatever it is.
No, that's not what it's like. I'll give you the play-by-play sometime.
All right. But I'm still feeling the effects of it. Like, I'm still real sore, and, like, anytime I just even slightly move my head, it hurts my neck real bad.
Right.
I could look up, but when I look up, I feel like... where your neck meets your shoulder,
mm-hmm.
like it just gets super tight. It just like pops.
Oh, it pops?
Not, it doesn't like make a popping noise, but like if I put my hand on either side of my neck and I look up, the left side there gets like super hard and super tense, and the other side just feels normal.
I gotcha.
But, like, it just adds to the constant pain in which I live my life constantly.
Mm. See, I'm the same way, but it's mostly emotional pain.
Oh, okay.
Physical pain I've learned to block out. But my emotional, the weight that I'm under is just crushing. But I'm fine.
You'll somehow get through it, I promise.
I will. Hey, they always say, when you're walking through hell, keep walking. Why stop?
Mm-hmm.
Get out. That way you can get out, right?
Yes.
That's the way I look.
So I think we've prattled on enough.
Sure.
This is a tag for the main show. If you listen to both shows, of course, you know, we're part of the soon to be named network, and we are the flagship, the mothership, the tentpole, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. And everyone else calls us as such, of course, Prodigal Sons Podcast, Fresher in Parlance, Podvocacy, Puzzle Warriors 3. These are all good shows that you should listen to. But if you listen to the main show, Longbox Heroes, you'll get this. Fuck you, Ian, for ruining everything. And not Ian of Prodigal Sons or anything else. A different Ian.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. So we'll cover that. That will make sense if you listen to the other show.
Right. I totally understand what you're talking about from the show we did before.
Right.
And not after this one.
So is there anything else you want to close things out with here, or?
No, I can't think of any. I think Highlander versus Flash is truly worthy of a 50th episode.
Right. And you said, you want to do our 50th episode about Highlander? And I'm like, no, I had an angle, you know, I had an idea of where I was going with this.
Oh, you did?
I did. Well, I knew I was going to get to wrestling talk. I didn't think I would get to Flash Gordon talk, but I'm glad that we did.
That's all you care about is wrestling talk. I petered out the other night because on my tweets, because I had a rupture in my nose of blood.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so my bed might have looked like I killed a hooker.
Might have looked.
So I decided to dial it back on my tweets during Monday Night Raw.
Gotcha.
So
cleaning up the hooker blood takes more precedence.
That's right. Anyway.
Anywho, thanks for listening. The big 50th anniversary episode of After Dark. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. Follow us when you see us. Thanks for listening. Catch you next week. Bye.
Hi. I'm Candy.
Of course you are.
Beastmaster.
Ringo.
Axel.
Sinead.
Chief.
McLeod.
Good night, Mother.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Hardcastle.
Good night, McCormick.
Good night, Chief.
Good night, McLeod.
Uncle Bill.
Jody.
Buffy.
Mr. French.
Mrs. Beasley.
Chief.
McLeod.
Dad.
Mummy.
Mr. Drysdale.
Mr. Eddie's father.
Don't play games with me, please.
Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Haney.
Lisa.
Chief.
McLeod.
Cujo.
Evil One. Supreme Being.
Alf.
Chief.
McLeod.
Nosy.
Chirpy.
Rat Boy. Sandra Locke.
Chief.
McLeod.
Boo. Boo Radley.
Dark One.
Trumpy, Beelzebub. Where are you?
Chief.
McLeod.